We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You know what time it is. Bleep you, Thursday. There's a lot to be upset about in the universe.
Before we get to that.
Sure. You want to talk about the Stallion?
If you're ever going to try and like pull one over on somebody, you need to get your S together.
Do you know what the Stallion just tried to do to Brian?
He told me. He showed me his ring. He said.
Hold on. Let me set it up. I'm in the hallway outside talking to Danny Rue. Danny Buffett, as we call him. And Stallion's like, check this out. And he shows me what is very obviously a knockoff Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is that? He's like, I'm going to go show it to B-Mitch, tell him I got a Super Bowl ring. I was like, cool, good luck with that. So then I'm still out there talking to Danny, and I walk in, and the Stallion's showing this thing to Brian. Brian is wildly unimpressed.
He goes, Joe Theismann's ring. It says Williams on the ring.
He says, look at it. It's Theismann. What? And then he puts the ring in front of my face. He's like, check this out, Theismann. I was like, Stallion,
in other words,
it says
read.
Williams right there.
He can't read.
Who botches that in their own attempted prank?
Stallion.
And then he brags, got it for $7 off Amazon. What the hell was that? Wacky bit, Stallion.
Oh, man. That kid right there.
Did you at any point think it was possible he had a real Super Bowl ring?
Hell to the no.
Correct.
The moment he walked, the reason he walked, when he walks in here that aggressive, I knew it was about to be some BS.
Bleep you Thursday. There's a lot to be mad at, including the Stallion's ring salesman. I think he should be upset at them. Let's start with Christian in Richmond. Christian in Richmond is mad about something. What's up, Christian?
I just want to give a bleep you to everybody who does draft analysis and in our position focuses on the 10 picks in front of us for the quarterback needy teams. Because the reality is any team can trade up into those 10 picks. So, I mean, except for maybe the Rams, we're dealing with 30 teams who can trade up into those 10 picks. Okay. So, you know, I mean, we just saw it twice last year with the trade up for Lance and Fields. So why wouldn't we assume that this year?
That's fair. You can always trade up. Well said. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
This is a good one I got on Twitter. This is from DC for Life. He said, bleep you to the Nets assistant coach for deflecting the pass to Kyle Kuzma.
And I'm with that.
That's absurd.
But bleep you to the refs for not seeing it.
Yeah. How is that not reviewable or whatever?
They say they didn't see anything. That ball changed direction. Now, was he trying to do it on purpose or was he pointing? I don't know, but he interfered. And you should stop that play right there.
Somebody's mad at me. Shocker. What's up, Skip?
Hey, JP, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Look, I'm just suspicious about why Rivera's not going to the Senior Bowl. And I think the reason is because they've already done a deal with somebody, like Russell Wilson. And bleep you, JP, for not finding that out in the first place. And, Brian, if you could give him a dope slap, we'd all appreciate it.
Hey, no physical altercations on Bleep You Thursday. Thank you, Skip. That's a pretty good theory. Ron Rivera's revealed he's not going to the Senior Bowl. A lot of folks are not happy about it. I mean, in my time covering the team, Jay Gruden, I know, didn't go 1 year. Obviously, there's kind of the infamous Scott McLuhan didn't go for his grandmother's funeral that ended up being bogus. It's my understanding Ron's going out to California to be with his father. I think it's his birthday. It's an interesting situation because he said he was going. Now he isn't. But I think he's going to the Shrine game the week before. It is weird, though, that all these quarterbacks are going to be there.
East West is the top athlete, though, isn't it?
The Senior Bowl has kind of overtaken it, and all the quarterbacks are going to be there. So that's why you'd think he would go there.
I mean, where he's going now.
Right, is the Shrine Game.
The Shrine Game is the top one now?
No, the Senior Bowl is.
So what I'm saying, I don't think he needs to be there, per se. When you have Ron is a defensive guy. Is Scott Turner going to be there? Is Martin Mayhew going to be there?
I am confident Mayhew and Herney and all of their staff will be there.
I know we get caught up in this stuff, but as I say over and over again, sometimes he gives too much. If you never said you were going in the first place, but if you're going, you're going. That's okay. You don't have to back up and give people something to be mad at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think it's kind of weird he's not going and all those quarterbacks are going to be there. And I don't think that what was the caller's name? Skip? I don't think Skip's theory that maybe they know they're going after a veteran is that crazy. If you know you're going after a veteran, you're probably not going to have the 11th overall pick.
If you know you're going after a veteran, you still don't want to do stuff to start giving off hints that you're going to be doing something else.
Totally agree with that.
You still want to go through the same routine.
There are also other guys other than quarterbacks at the Senior Bowl. Like there's offensive linemen and wide receivers.
Sure.
And
so I can believe he's going to hang out with his dad or he's going to be doing something with the name. I don't know.
I find it interesting. This I find interesting that if you told me he wasn't going to the Senior Bowl because he has to do name stuff, because that's the week of the name announcement, I'd get that. And I'd think that was incorrect and he shouldn't be doing it. That would bother me, right? If the head coach can't go to the Senior Bowl because he's doing name bits. Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be plenty of folks there. It's weird. I'm not trying to sugarcoat it. It seems a little odd. I don't think it's the end of the world, but it's a little weird. You won't give it a little weird?
No, man. I mean, I refuse to have my feelings go up and down like a roller coaster over all this stuff because I don't think every head coach goes to the to the game.
Man, I've been down there.
I think a lot of them have been. But every coach doesn't go every year.
I agree with that.
Some people have an offensive coordinator that they believe in enough and their personnel department that they believe in enough to go do it. Others may, you know, they may not, hey, we're not looking for this quarterback this year, but I got to go do something. It happens. But everything for me doesn't get my temperature.
Your hackles up? No. Let's go to Jacob in Waldorf. Jake, what's up, man? It's Bleep You Thursday.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Going well.
I want a big bleep you to the officiating crew of the Raiders and Bengals playoff game on Saturday who seemingly botched that game, and then the NFL has the nerve to come out the day after and say, well, we're just not going to have these guys officiate the rest of the postseason because how bad that was.
That was bad. Jerome Boger, to me, is hands down the worst referee in the NFL.
But he was in the Super Bowl a few years back.
I couldn't believe it.
And they said he was one of the lowest scoring referees out there, but they put him in. Listen, man, we could sit up here and think that stuff is not fishy sometimes. Sometimes stuff is just damn fishy.
So
the league put the guy, one of the guys who had the lowest score to call, and that's a head ref in a Super Bowl. Remember, there were other refs that were pissed off at that. So why did he get there?
That's their dude.
Yeah. So you think the ref placement is fishy, but Ron not going to the Senior Bowl is nothing?
No. What I'm saying is, if you've been in this town as long as you've been here and I've been here, you're wasting your damn time making everything into a story to be up and down because you've seen enough BS go on. My whole thing with this, if Ron's not going, I look at it in this manner. I've been around coaches who allow their coaches to go do things that they feel because they trust in them. I look at it like that. He believes in Scott enough. He believes in Martin and Herney enough. You know, their personnel department, they're going to get the stuff for him. If it's something with his dad, I could buy that. I don't see nothing wrong with that. But him being at the Senior Bowl is the least thing I care about. Him having some emotion on the sideline and making the right decisions during a damn football game on a consistent basis is what I care about. And I think many people this is what we do in D.C. We get distracted by everything but the one thing that counts. Winning football is what counts. We worried about the name. We worried about the stadium. We worried about everything. Win. If we win anymore, we have more money, we can fix a damn stadium. If we win more, guess what? We won't be talking about a name. That's what I care about. I don't care about all that other crap. Because when everything comes to a head, some of that stuff doesn't matter at all.
Let's keep the phones going. I got one that I'm not happy about. The phone lines are packed up here, though. Let's go to Drew in Largo. Drew, what's up, man?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, buddy. How about you?
Good, man.
I'm good. I've been saving this all week. This happened last Friday. I've been waiting for Bleepy Thursday.
My guy. Let it rip.
Me and my wife are having our first baby together. And I'm all pressed, ready to go to the appointment. Thank you. And I took off work early to come across town to Bowie, Maryland, to go to the appointment. And we get there, and we find out that I can't go in.
Because of COVID rules or whatever?
Yeah, because of COVID regulations. And
that's junk.
I was pissed.
Yeah, I mean, you with your wife every damn day, aren't you?
Yeah, dude, that's crazy.
Yeah. I wanted to hear the heartbeat and everything, see the little sonogram, see everything, man.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Sorry about that,
sucks.
Man. I can understand how you feel there, but I would think they're like, together every day.
Here's my thing. You got to allow immediate family. Your wife. That's your baby.
No partners.
Yeah,
my
dude.
Kid. Yeah.
That's junk. I'm sorry, man. That really sucks.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's no good. Thank you for calling, Drew. We're thinking of you, pal. I had two things I wanted to talk about. I feel really bad for Drew. That sucks.
That does suck.
Especially your first. The first one, I didn't miss any doctor's appointments. Second baby, I get there when I can.
Don't let your baby, the one that you're afraid of, don't let her find that out. Don't let her hear you say that.
Yeah, she fell off a chair yesterday and just got up and started walking. Like just brushed it off.
When she finds out, like you hitting the linebacker. One day somebody going
to
play her that clip right there. She's going to hit you in the back of the head with a skillet.
Well, that sounds oddly specific.
And guess who's going to put it in a mindset?
You.
Yep.
Yeah, Uncle B.
Uncle B going to be like, hey, he said that he didn't come to any other thing. So you bleep him and hit him upside the head with a skillet.
Something I wanted to discuss that's floating around the internet. There's this picture of Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, and Matt LaFleur on the 2013 Washington football team coaching staff.
Yeah.
Right before that staff got blown out, Jay Gruden got hired. And there's this internet mindset, kind of mob mentality that, oh, Jay Gruden didn't keep any of those guys. What a dummy. That's so far from the truth of what happened. Kyle Shanahan went nuclear on the organization, just like his father.
Yep.
Understandably, in a lot of situations.
Yep.
But Kyle was never staying here, period. Ever.
At all.
Ever. LaFleur was a Shanahan guy. There's also this entire misnomer that Sean McVay is a Shanahan guy. McVay got his start in the NFL with John Gruden in Tampa.
Yeah.
Sean McVay, I've seen them. I've seen this in person in Indy at the Combine. The three of McVay, John Gruden, Jay Gruden would hang out everywhere together. Mm-hmm. They called McVay the third Gruden brother. He's a Gruden tree guy. And for whatever reason, nobody wants to allow for that to be true. That's the truth.
He better put on his hokas and run away from that situation.
Yeah, why are you
right
trying
now?
To get Sean McVay shrapnel from those emails?
I'm not trying to get shrapnel or anything, but there's just this elaborate web of misinformation when it comes to this.
But,
like, you think Kyle Shanahan was staying here after they fired his dad?
No.
What the hell are we talking? Was there a remarkable amount of talent on that staff? Yes. Was it Jay Gruden's fault for not keeping Kyle Shanahan here after his dad and Dan Snyder basically squared off in the middle of a UFC ring? No.
But
no. Tell the truth.
But the thing about it, you know that the internet is full of crap.
Correct.
I'm going to bleep you right now for always letting it affect you.
I'm not letting it affect me. It's just, okay, it clearly affected me.
I mean, dude, listen. You have to be that adult in a situation. But you, the thing about it.
Hypocrisy okay, here we what go. I don't like.
Here we go. You know the water is cold, and you jump in it, and then you start complaining about the water being cold. You knew it before you jumped in the damn pool.
Comp, actually.
You know the internet is nothing but stink crap. But when you jump in, you complain about it being stink and crap. You already knew it. Take it, laugh at it, keep moving.
And you this know is what? My version of laughing at
but
it.
But the person that gets you, no, it ain't your version of it. Because later on, when you're acting a little sensible, you'll go back and say, I know I can't let that happen. But it's the person that say, watch, I get him riled up. That put something or say something, and they get you.
No, but this isn't specific to me. This is like an entire viral movement this week.
And the rest of us saw the same stuff you saw, and we go, huh. Sean was going to leave when he got an opportunity because he got a great opportunity. Why would he stay here? I don't think Dan at the time was going to think about trying to hire him. LaFleur was already gone with somewhere else before he went to Green Bay. He didn't just leave here and go directly to Green Bay and become the coach.
Dude, he went, I think, at least two different spots.
Yeah, so
LaFleur went with Sean to L.A., then was in Tennessee calling plays before Arthur Smith took over.
I saw it yesterday, and I said, oh, that's cool. That's a nice little picture. I never for once said, oh, man, how did they let all them go? You know why? Because I knew two of them were gone. You know what I'm saying? Two of them naturally were out of this thing because of the situation. And Sean was given the greatest opportunity ever. Why the hell would he stay here?
Sure. I have one other thing that bothers me. All the people that love talking about snow. I'm not talking about the weather people. Everybody makes mistakes. It's hard to figure out what the universe is doing. I'm talking about Mitch Tischler specifically. And the thousands of Mitch Tischlers out there, oh, I love the snow. Every time it snows, they post a pretty picture. Oh, look, my dog's playing in the snow. Oh, look, I built a snowman. Oh, look, I ate the yellow snow. Whatever it is they're doing, they say how much they love the snow.
Where they love yellow snow, something wrong. That's Siri.
Siri just picked up and responded to B. Mitch. I don't understand. I hope you don't eat the yellow snow.
Oh, my Lord.
Where are all the people that love the snow when there's 6 inches of slush on every corner? Where are all the people that love love snow when it's sleeting and freezing rain? Where are you at then?
But they love snow. They don't.
You don't
love
get sleep. To pick and choose. If you love the winter and you love the snow, you got to love the whole family of
y'all
it.
Y'all like to laugh at me about rain, and when I say it's misting, sleet is not snow.
But it's
nope.
It's snow's cousin.
Sleet is not snow. So
you can't like snow and then be mad about
like
sleet.
You can not like your brother. I can like you and don't like your cousin.
You have to embrace the whole winter weather family.
No, that's BS. I tell them all the time. Just because I like you don't mean I got to like the dude you're hanging with.
If you say you like snow, after 3 days and there's still snow in the corner and it turns brown and slushy, you got to like that. Hey, Mitch, post a picture of you and some parking lot snow that's been there a week and is all brown and gray
with
your dog. Let me see that picture.
JP, it's no longer just snow. It's sand, salt, and other crap. It's not snow.
Yeah, but that's their bad. That's what snow brings.
No.
You can't have a friend and not like his jacket.
That's a lie. I crack on your clothes all the time.
We got to go. When we come back, Peter Rosenberg joins us from ESPN New York.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
But where you pay rent. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I was trying to let that play a little bit. Because I know our next guest, Mr. Peter Rosenberg, enjoys this song.
Let's see if he can freestyle for us.
Let's
the guest he had on his show.
Let's go to the BetQL guest line and bring in the King of New York, Mr. Peter Rosenberg. What up, Peter? How you doing, man?
Yeah, I do love that song because I'm a human being with blood coursing through my veins.
With a pulse.
Yeah. You got a freestyle for us, Peter, one day.
Yeah, okay? We saw your Instagram, dude.
Well, you know, listen, that's not me. That's not I could bring someone else.
No, we know you got skills, though, dog.
I don't, you know, it's just you're not wrong. You're not wrong. It's just I got to be in the right zone at this stage, or you guys got to pay. You know, this isn't a paid gig.
That's a fair point. As people that also like to get paid, you're right, Peter.
If you come in town, we'll get you something nice.
Okay. All right. We'll talk.
Something to sip on.
Hold on. I don't know that B-Mitch. Have you ever heard This Is Why You Suck by Peter Rosenberg? Mm-mm. I'm going to play that for you in the break. What year was that? 2001-ish?
No. It was actually after I graduated. It was like 2005, 6.
Peter made like the ultimate Duke basketball diss track you've ever heard.
Oh, I got to hear that.
It's incredible.
Yeah, that did well for me there for a while. It got me in a couple of cool documentaries. Like, it's crazy. For a while, I was like an expert on Duke hatred.
I mean, dude, how many people have watched that on? I'm pulling it up on YouTube right now. I imagine millions of people have watched this.
Yeah, it did pretty for that era. It was a huge YouTube smash. I mean, like, it did a million pretty quick, which at that time was an absolute monster number.
Yeah,
and you know, because this was early days of YouTube, and I put it out the day the tournament started, and it was right. Duke had just had that game with Carolina where Tyler Hansborough got punched in the face.
Oh, right, yeah.
I would have loved to have been the person punching him in the face.
All right, I'm going to find that for you. Peter, dude, it's funny. I was just talking with the other hosts, and Beamish and I were kicking this around as well. This is kind of a random one that I doubt you've heard much about yet, but it just came out that Ron Rivera is not expected to go to the Senior Bowl or the Shrine Game, like kind of the big major college scouting services before the NFL Combine. Does that matter to you?
Not if he trusts the people he has working for him.
Sounds like somebody else I know, man.
That's what B said.
Yeah, I mean, that, if you have faith that if he has faith in those people and we have faith in him, then no, I don't need him to be there pretending to do a job that is not really the job he likes to do. You know, if that's not... I don't know. B. Mitch would be better certainly know more about this than I would. But is it possible that there are people who really know the game of football whose strong suit is not going to games and pointing people out and being like, "Yes, that's the guy"?
Yeah, there's people like that. I just felt exactly like you felt. I think that if he has the right people in place and he seems to give the guys a lot of praise, why does he need to be there? He's had like 25 jobs all season. He needs to go take a chill pill and rest. Because next year is the real one. He got to really come out here rested and ready to go with some energy for some emotion. Because I'm looking for emotion next year.
That's a really great point, too. Because next year would be the year that he's sort of actually on the clock.
Yeah.
Like, it's now time. There's no more playing around. So that's a really good point too, but frankly, man, I told you guys this, and I'm really not budging on this at all. Like, to me, this off season is not thinking about what draft picks are available. This is how do we have a conversation about Russell Wilson or Derek Carr? Because them, the perspective of us drafting the kid from Liberty and that being where we're going next year is not something that I'm comfortable with.
Do you want to hear something that might make you more uncomfortable?
No, not really. Go ahead.
The young man from Liberty is Malik Willis, who's an incredibly gifted athlete, big arm, all that stuff, right? But you knew that already. Mm-hmm. Malik Willis's uncle was drafted by Marty Herney to the Carolina Panthers in 2006 and played two seasons for Ron with the Panthers. Peter, did we lose you? Did your phone drop?
Well, hold on. I mean, that only makes me uncomfortable in, is that what people are saying? That's why this is a conversation?
Well, they're not saying that, but no. We know anytime there's a connect, they normally end up in a uniform.
Well, that connect is usually, though, with big DS. So I guess the question is, did this kid Willis, like, you know, go to a birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese with one of Dan's kids? That's what you have to worry about.
I don't think he went to Bullis, so we know that much. I don't know, man. It's such an interesting time. But, dude, I want to ask you just about these games this weekend. We're talking with Peter Rosenberg, ESPN New York, and Hot 97. We've been asking this all week. What game are you most excited for to watch?
This weekend, I was so wrong about last week. Boy, I mean, I last week was actually excited about the prospect of the Eagles-Bucks game, which turned out to be such a nightmare. Last week was my worst week of picks. I had no feel for anything last week. I'm excited to see what Aaron Rodgers does. I love that spot. I love Saturday night, two just classic franchises. The Packers offense has been ridiculous the second half of the year, and I'm curious to see whether they look like they're on the path to the Super Bowl this year, because who knows, you know, how many chances Rodgers gets. And also I'm curious to see what kind of threat Matt Stafford and the Rams can pose to Tom Brady and the Bucks. I think that's a super, super fun matchup as well.
How about, I think, what underdog do you think is most likely to win this weekend?
I'll stay right there. I really like the Rams.
Me too, dude. I like it.
I was off last week because I didn't love the Bucks against the Eagles. But here I am again. You know, that wasn't a situation where, like, if we're being real, guys, did the Bucks outplay the Eagles? Yeah, technically they did because the Eagles didn't show up. But the Bucks didn't have to do that much to have a dominant performance. They never even were given actual competition. So,
well, I think that game really hinged when Tristan Wirfs got hurt. When the big old lineman for the Bucks got hurt, and then Philly's pass rush was able to get to Brady a little bit more. I feel like Tampa was kind of kicking their butt early on, and then they just kind of backed off. Did you see it differently?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, they did back off. I mean, basically all they did was kind of keep Brady in the game, but do nothing more than that. It did feel that way. But obviously at that point, we had already seen. You know, this, I kept thinking about Washington because I'm watching Jalen Hurts. I'm like, you know, this guy's not the real deal. Maybe he'll turn out that he will be. But like, I was so frustrated watching both the Cowboys and the Eagles. I just thought, what if Washington had a quarterback this year? I mean, I know this may sound nuts, and I've brought it up with every guest who's been on the show this week. Like, is it me? Or if Washington had a quarterback, would they have been the best team in the division? I think there's a chance they would have been.
I totally agree, man. I think Washington was maybe not best because I think Dallas was better, right? But I think once Dak hurt his foot halfway through the year, that offense lost a ton of its explosiveness. Dallas couldn't run the ball. I think Washington lost to Philly both times, but one was Garrett Gilbert. Like, I kind of discount that one.
You might discount it, but let me bring both of you back to earth. The quarterback did not block anybody. We got our asses kicked. Offensive line. I don't care who the quarterback is, he was going to get beat down.
I wouldn't say against Dallas.
So we would have lost that game against Dallas. I'm gonna give you a verse for next song. Big windshield, little rearview mirror. Go for the big thing, not the old thing. That rearview mirror is in the past, brother. Let's look through that windshield up front.
Listen, you are right. The playoffs are hard, man. I both watch the playoffs are like a time where you're trying to enjoy the current football, but you can't stop but sort of keep reliving this season and why we're not there. But yeah, I do think that the Rams are a really legit team. And let me just say, man, if Brady goes on to roll this team up too and go back to a conference championship minus Godwin, minus Brown, I'm not saying the Bucks aren't still a very talented team. They obviously are, but that'll be an awesome, awesome moment for Brady if he can pull that off. I like the Rams this week.
Dude, I don't know that we've gotten to ask you about this, and it's obviously a few weeks removed, but he's so crazy that he remains in the in the conversation cycle. What do you think of Antonio Brown and just like all of the stuff that surrounds that dude?
Well, I mentioned it today on my morning show because I saw him go on Brandon Marshall's podcast
and say,
everyone says mental health problem. I wanted to be like, hey, bro, people are being nice when they say mental health problems. Like, that's the thing that frustrates me is, like, I feel like we now live in a society where you have to be so mindful about calling people crazy, you know, like that you're being insensitive if you say, like, yo, that person's just insane. So you have to say, so I want to be like, AB, dude, people are being nice when they say you have mental health issues. I know it doesn't sound nice. Maybe it sounds like he's being labeled with like a real disorder and he doesn't like that. But the truth is, bro, you did something that no one had ever seen in the history of sport. It looked like it was out of, you know, a Wes Anderson movie. He took off his clothes and ran off the field mid-game. Like,
it was like the Tannenbaum's tennis scene.
I just think we look at it like, you know, when it happened, I was very, very hesitant to automatically go to the mental health route. Because everyone is trying, the excuse everyone is not trying to say, it has to be CTE. What he's basically telling you is, I'm an ass.
I think he's just a jackass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like but he said the man told me to get the F out of there. So I did. I mean, I just think that he is straight up who he is, but we try to make excuses for people that they're not. I'm not going to say he's crazy. I'm not going to say he's mentally challenged. I'm going to say he's an ass. And when you get money, what do? You become a bigger one. That's it.
Well, but that's the thing. That's why this whole conversation about mental health, which is generally done in a way that I think is super general, generic, and not thoughtful when people just throw around the word mental health because, let's be real, it sells books, you know what I'm saying? And it keeps people giving you snake oil salesmen, giving you their fake mantras and whatnot. But the truth is it's not really being thoughtful because when you think about it, Kanye West, mental health issues or just an a-hole? It's a very blurry line. And I got news for you. Every time there's a news story in which someone in the world does something horrible, okay? I won't name any names, but there's a very recent president in U.S. history who I think is the most immoral, corrupt human being ever. I read a book about him by a family member that was not defending him, just being honest. It clearly paints a picture that he grew up really being mentally and emotionally abused in a lot of ways. That's terrible. But unfortunately, he is the person that he is now. So I just don't know how useful it is. We always label people with this mental health thing, but sometimes it's hard to know what came first, the chicken or the egg, if you're just being an a-hole.
Peter, we always appreciate your time, man. Everybody give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. Thanks, dude.
Appreciate you, boys. Talk to you next week.
That is later. Peter Rosenberg, ESPN New York. When we return, heard it here first, and maybe the week's closed out. All right, we got to do heard it here first. Cody has an interesting equation for us, though, before we get there. What is it, Code Mode?
Well, I just want to know which follower count do you think we'll be able to get to first? On Instagram, will we be able to get to 2,500 before Twitter gets to 4,000? We are, looks like, 34 followers away from 4,000 on Twitter.
We're going to get that.
And we're 108 away on Instagram, both at B. Mitch and Finley.
34 on Twitter and 110 on Instagram?
Roughly.
Twitter moves faster.
I think it'd be
Twitter, but
we're going to make it move.
Yeah, we'll make it move. Maybe we'll make an Instagram video tomorrow. We haven't done one in a while.
We're going to be there tomorrow. By the time we get back, we'll be at those numbers.
We shall find out. All right, heard it here first. Let's do it.
Heard it here first on B. Mitch and Finley.
And don't forget, you heard it here first.
Heard it here first. Give us a traffic report, Cody.
All right, JP. He's in the lead after hitting Nets plus one. He's 3-0 on the week. B-Mitch.
3-0.
Took another parlay, swinging for the fence, came up just short. He's 0-3 on the week.
Okay, well, I'm still going to hit another parlay.
And Mullins missed his parlay because somehow Kyle Kuzma couldn't get over 30.5 points, rebounds, and assists combined.
Wow, he missed that?
Yeah, so he's 1-1 on the week.
Wow.
And I am 1-2 on the week after a missed parlay because the Lakers are terrible.
So can I not lose? I guess you guys could tie me.
You can lose if you if you make a bet and you don't, and then Lanfield do a parlay and gets it.
We could tie. I wouldn't lose, but I guess
you wouldn't win, so that's losing.
Sure. All right. Well, go ahead. You guys all need parlays, so fire away.
Just pick your eye and point something and pick a parlay.
That's usually what I do.
I'm talking about for myself, but let me see.
All right. I'm going to go with the Mavs money line versus the Suns and the Knicks money line versus the Pelicans.
Huh?
Kind of like that Mavs Suns situation.
Why is my thing not coming up?
Looks a little systemy. Looks slight system vibes. Go ahead, Lanfield.
All right. I have an Australian Open parlay. I'm taking.
Oh, perfect.
Karatsev and Nadal.
Who? I'm sorry?
Karatsev.
Did you sneeze?
Aslan Karatsev, apparently, and Rafael Nadal.
To win?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll take the Knicks and the Pacers.
All right. I will go parlay to shut the door, right? If I hit this, nobody can catch me. Is that correct, Cotto? And if I lose, I could be tied if Lanfield or you hit your parlay?
Yeah. Well, if Lanfield hits his.
This is, you know what I'm doing right now? It's fourth and short at midfield with 2.5 minutes to play, and I'm going to pick up the first down. Or I'm going to give the ball back. Yeah. But I'm not punting.
I had a conversation with somebody yesterday, and they were telling me about Mike Mayock, and they were talking how much they liked him. And so I said, yeah, when your job or your life is not riding on your decision, it's easy to do. But when it is, it's not easy to do. So that's what you're doing right now. Your livelihood don't ride off of this thing.
Give me the Mavs. I'm taking the points. I don't know why Cody would take the money line. I want Mavs +3. And I want, I hate to do this because I got a piece of paper from this place and I care about them greatly. Providence laying the points against the Hoyas. Providence, it's a big number. I think it's -10 and a hook. And the Mavs +3 at home. Thank you to all of our guests today. Thank you to Josh Norris. Thank you to Nick Suss. Clarion Ledger, and thank you to Peter Rosenberg, ESPN New York. Thank you to everybody that called in. Thank you to everybody that listened. Thank you to everybody that was worried about the rain today. Tough, tough weather out there, Lanfield. Might rain right on your hair. Your hat could get wet.
The humanity. The humanity.
We're going to start a GoFundMe for umbrellas all over the region. Umbrellas and indoor water parks. That's what we're about.
Umbrellas across the DMV. That's our new charity.
Thank you for listening. You made it as far. I owe you a beer. Here come Grant and Danny.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.